The last one before the pre-season starts, get another goalkeeper in, Dean Linus, who's coming join us from Hearts. You know, we're aware of Dean, who is local, albeit has been playing up in Scotland, and got a good background, and see him as ideal to come in and vie for the number one spot with Danny.
I mean, clearly he'll have benefited from a spell with a Scottish Premier League club.
Yeah, he's done well up there, you know, to be on the bench at a young age, and also, as I say, came through at at Birmingham and was highly thought of, and to be honest, everybody we've spoken to sings his praises, so, you know, that'd be good for Danny and good for him to vie for that spot.
And presumably he was keen to get nearer to home again, was he?
Yeah, you know, he obviously Isles Owen and local, so Kidderminster's ideal for him, but you know, he is a keen, and we've made it clear that he's coming here to fight Danny for that number one spot. You know, he's not coming here as an understudy, and I'm sure, you know, he's got the potential to be a number one keeper in his own right.
That genuine competition for places, I mean, all over the pitch, but obviously it's key, isn't it, really? You've got to keep everybody on their toes.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I thought, you know, talking about Danny, he had a fantastic season last year, but I think a big part of that, without doubt, was the fact that Andy Stevens, you know, pushed him, and Andy was capable of stepping in, so that kept Danny on his toes, and competition for places in any side is important.
And just to clarify, you said that's likely to be the last one there before you start pre-season, is it?
Yeah, we're happy. Obviously, we've got lads together now, you know, and where we are, I think that's 20 lads coming back for pre-season who are all tied up. So I think what we'd like to do now is we've got a few lads coming in pre-season who we want to look at, and maybe the potential, well, definitely the potential to keep a bit of money back and maybe, you know, bring one or two in like we did last year with the likes of Matty Blair and Callum Gittins.
There are going to be a lot of players about, I would imagine, as tomorrow, I think, is the day all the contracts are up, so you could yet come up with a little nugget somewhere.
Yeah, as I say, I mean, the two I've just mentioned, you know, came under them terms last year, and certainly they've showed more than the worth over last season, and, you know, have been good players for the club. So, yeah, we're hopeful that, you know, with what's out there, there's plenty of potential to, you know, maybe add another one or two.